I'm going to give you two seals, but I'm not going to give you the third one until later, because there are some things I have to say to you first. Now, again tonight, I'm in fear and trembling because God has brought me to another point of apostolic. I really research. I have three libraries in my home, two libraries here. And I search to find this message to help me have some credentials with it, but I didn't find it. So sometimes the Lord make you step out, you know. Everything that need to be spoken has not been spoken. Tonight your life will be changed. Now, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Don't miss none, don't miss none. In fear and trembling, I asked the Apostle Paul, because I got to go through some turf here and deal with some things. Let's do this first seal. I will never be in a powerless situation all the days of my life. Pray about that. In other words, every situation you're going to have power. Shoko talalabasa. Horo mama nisikete. I won't be in a powerless situation. Another day, no situation. I'll be powerless. I have the power to deal with it. Shakatololo ma shekete. All the days of my life. Wow. Shatoloko shekete. Power. Shata. Power to deal with it. Shakatololo basata. Braseketolo ma shekete. Urahe kataku visagala namasha. Ura baba baba saka sa telebrosa. Ura baba basata ko shekete. Ora baba saka sa koshi kiti titi titi. Thank you, Lord. Hapakasile kiti titi titi kolosata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Halala boko shi titi titi titi. In Jesus' name, I will see and understand what is taught to me tonight, and it will be a home run the rest of my life. Take a hold of that. Shato koro basata. Koro basata ra koshiri. Ura ba basa kasho koshiri diri. Ura ba ba basa kotele tete kasho koshiri. Zuru koshiri diri diri kasho koshata ra ta ta ke. Ura ba ba basa ta ra koshiri diri 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 diri. Ura ba ba basa ta kasho koshiri diri 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 diri. Ora baba baba basa taro koshi kete le borosata. Ora baba baba kasata. Arara basa tara kese tede. Yeri yeri kata la kasa koshi tede. Koshi tede kasa koshi yeri yeri. Andela sa ta 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 ta. In Jesus' name, we are prayed and give thanks. Amen. You may remain standing. I have to give a demonstration of what I'm about to show you tonight. I think it'll clarify it. Do come here a minute. Stand right there. Come, son. Stand right side, Ladu. Just come on. Just stand right side him. Just come on, Larry. Just come on. I need eight men out here. Come on. One. Just come on. Come on. I need eight men. How many is one, two, three, four, five, six, seven? One more man. Turn around. I'll turn around. I need one more man. All right, here you come. Okay. All right. Where you go, Gene? Come on. You the tailor. I'm making your business good. But tell them men they need a dress. Look at them guys dressed. Them guys dressed, boy. All right. All right, now I'm going to have to ask some of you all. I want that. Is somebody going to get on their knees? Somebody going to get on their face? I'll use Eugene. Eugene, no. Come on, start over here. Kneel. Fred, you kneel on one knee. Rod, it would be you get prostrate on your face. It would be you, most humble man in the church. Need a chair for Larry. He need to sit. All right, you remain standing, young man. Troy here in his brown suit. I don't even know how to illustrate this, but he pray in the closet. You know the Bible say, go in the closet and pray when you pray? Right. So right here, remember who you better remember who you are too, Troy. You in the closet. There you go. Troy in the closet. All right. Ledoux represent tall building. People think because they go in tall building, they're closer to God. You know what I mean? You have some movement that happened there. And then Eugene is 5,000 feet in the air. They fly. Intercessors say that make them get closer to God. They're flying in the air. So we have these eight positions of prayer. You're going to come up higher. That's where you go. So we have these eight positions of prayer. Flying 5,000 feet in the air. Tall building, going up on the elevators to go higher so they can get closer to God. The prayer, go in your closet and pray. The Bible talks about it. We know we pray standing, right? Then there we pray sitting, that Larry said. And then we really spiritual, we get like Ronald, we're on our face. And what you is powerful. They're afraid is on one knee. That's one way we pray. I found that out from the old school. You pray, you get up on the chair and pray. Then this young man is in a normal way at the name of Jesus, that every knee bows. So that's eight positions that we have known about prayer. Eight positions, flying high in the sky, tall building, et cetera, in the closet. I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, get along by yourself and talk to God. Literally, everybody need to watch the movie. What call that movie? How many of y'all have seen that movie? How many of y'all have not seen it? You're on your way. You need to see it. Yeah, she's doing warfare in her closet. And then that's proper Jesus. But what I'm about to teach you tonight, all of these positions are below what I'm about to teach you tonight. Even on his face, on his knees, flying 5,000 feet in the air. You got them eight positions?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. Let's go to work then. Thank y'all, fellas. Open your Bibles to three opening. I'm going to open your Bibles to three opening, and we'll go to work here. And I'm in fear and trembling because I'm about to teach you something that is above all those positions. In other words, your prayer life is about to change. Apostolically. Ephesians chapter 1, if you would open there with me. How many positions there was?
Eight.
All right. Ephesians chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Can I take my time and teach you this? Ephesians chapter 1, very powerful verse. We have preached this verse many years, but not from this aspect in which the Lord is showing us now. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. You see that verse? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. How many of y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got to be with me now. All right, Ephesians 1:20 now. What he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Where?
In heavenly places.
In heavenly places. Ephesians 2, verse 6. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
now, it blesses us with all spiritual blessing. All three verses is talking about heavenly places. The last statement is said that we're seated in heavenly places with Christ. We're going to teach you tonight about praying from your heavenly position. Not just on your knees, not just laying down, but being right in the presence of God. Praying, listen, praying from heaven to earth. You would ask somebody what is spiritual about praying, they would say praying in the spirit. But there are other spiritual prayers you can pray without praying in the spirit. If you get in your right heavenly position in Christ, in heavenly places, you can pray from heaven to earth. In the spirit. See, that's a position. And I augured with that scripture. And I augured with it. And then he showed me, says, I bless you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You can pray from heaven to earth. Because you, tonight, you're already seated in Christ. In heavenly places. All you got to do is get in the spirit. And start making demands from heaven to earth. Or you'll see it better after a while. You see it better after a while. Look in Ephesians 1:17. I'm going to read that. We'll go over that. We need to go over that so you can see how this happened. Hallelujah. That the God of our, Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. See, this has to be a revelation. Theologian will argue with you about this. Great men and women of God, they never probably haven't seen this, but the Bible don't lie. It says I'm seated with him in heavenly places. So I can pray from that position. You realize how many demons you will escape who trying to block your prayer? He looking for you coming this way. You coming from up here. Everybody say connection. Yeah, I'm connected like that. Because I'm a child of God. He said it in his word. If I get out of the flesh and get in the spirit, I can take that. But to do that, you're going to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Huh? Then he said, verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Who? By who? By the Holy Ghost. That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. That's when Jesus rose from the dead. We rose with him. But when he rose from the earth, we rose with him. The Bible says we're seated with him in heavenly places. You can pray from that. You can function, watch me. You can function, now it's going to be kind of rare. You can function from divine ownership. You can function from divine partnership. You can function from divine sonship. From heavenly places. Not on your knees. Not in the closet. Your spirit has zoomed to your heavenly position and partnership with the Holy Ghost. You're no longer under the problem, you're on top of the problem. Telling the problem, get off my flesh. All right. And he said, for above. See that? For above. All right. Look at Ephesians 2 again. Ephesians 2. Oh, my. Verse 18. For through him, through Christ, we both have what?
Access.
Have what?
Access.
I can't hear you.
Access.
By one spirit unto the Father. You have to bounce off of every religious ideal to do this. You have to be walking in revelation of your divine rights in Christ. It will, this is what I'm going to tell you now, it will make God proud if you start praying from heaven. Telling us what to do. I know you quite well, you understand that Jesus wasn't just praying for earth. Jesus was a man who knew his connection. We got to become a people that know our connection. See. Praying in the name of Jesus is praying from your position in Christ, which always give clear access to the Father. Let me get it again now. Praying in the name of Jesus is praying from your position in Christ, which always give clear access to the Father. What kind of confidence you would have? What kind of boldness would you have? Huh? So in other words, praying in Jesus' name is praying in the Christ, which place you in your heavenly position. No doubt about it, what you're praying about going to happen. Turn to Ephesians, turn to Hebrews 4:16. I told you, see the Lord, it's the third time, no, it's more than the third time, but it's the three I can remember. See, the Lord told me I was in Richmond. He says, light travel 186,000 miles a second. I said, yeah, but you know, yeah. He said, that don't measure my pace. Yeah, I said, what? He said, light now with me. Now think about it. He said, no, my light don't travel 186. That's natural light. See, my light is now. Then we'll go back a few weeks back, apostolically. He said, stop teaching them people about breakthrough. Show them the key. Yes, sir. Let them enjoy their relationship. Yes. So I taught you about the key. Now here we're talking about praying from a heavenly position. Oh, you don't want it? Yes. Just stay on your knees, baby. The knees will work too, but not like that. Because, see, when you pray from that position, you're praying the answer. Listen, Hebrews 4. I'm going to ask you a question after we read this. Hebrews 4:16. All right, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, right? That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now my question is, where is the throne of grace? And where am I? I see you never been there. See, where is the throne of grace? The throne of grace is where the heavenly seat at. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. I believe the same way you can go boldly to the heavenly seat. Yes, yes. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Where is the throne of grace? I believe it's in heavenly places. You can't afford to pray from on the earthly position. Too many demons down there. You want power in your life? Flip back to Ephesians 2:6. Look at it again. You can't afford just to know how to pray from laying on your face or in your closet or on one knee or up in an airplane somewhere trying to fly and get closer to God. And you got the right to go all the way. 5,000 feet, you ain't no way around God. You say, well, pray down there under the bed. But you have a right to get Draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. That's one of the ways we can draw nigh. Why he told us that? Why he told us Ephesians 2:6? If you don't want us to have it. He had raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Sit together. You see, when you pray that way, your prayer is about what is going to happen. Because of supernatural connection is being released. Closer thing to this is 1 John 5, 14, 15. We'll probably get to it. Confidence we have in him. But I have here unlocking the world by praying from your heavenly position. You know prayer is the key. You know that, right? Prayer is the key. They just say prayer is the key. Notice Jesus, the pattern son. Jesus actually prayed from heaven to earth. Even though he was down here, but he knew his relationship. He knew his connection. You got to know your connection. You never pray and get a no answer. Your prayer is always answered if you know your spiritual connection. Then in Luke 2:40, it gives us three characteristics. He waxed strong in spirit, increased in wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. He knew who he was. They couldn't trick him. He knew who he was. They can't trick you either. You know who you are. Not only that, look at 252. Luke 252. What is he in Luke 252? Wow. Wow. I have favor on me. With God. And with men. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But notice that. Notice that. If you think about it this way, I footnote this, and then I'm going to have you turn to Psalm 110. But I'm going to make a statement. Prayer is not physical. Prayer is spiritual. So it's okay to go up there. It's okay. It's okay to go up there. You are a spirit. You don't just only pray in tongue. You got a heavenly position to pray from. That will put you above every problem, every situation, everything they're trying to block you. You're not coming up to go up now. You're coming down to straighten some things out. If you don't believe in getting that, pray in tongue long enough so you can escalate. Get caught up. Then sit down in your seat and begin to declare and decree some things in prayer. This going to change, that going to change. I command you to change. Notice Psalm 110, 2 say what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be what? Ruling in the midst of your enemy. When you pray like that, your enemy, he knows you know. So let me give you some words. Rule, reign, dominion, authority, mantle. The mantle means I'm in my full identity. That means you don't know Jesus from me. We're both in the spirit. I've latched on to him and told him I wasn't going to turn him loose. You have some cases you've been praying from now. Bring them from heaven. Get in your seat. Say, Father, I'm getting into my seat now. I'm right next to you. My flesh and my soul have gotten a mess down there, and I want to straighten it out. You rule in the midst of your enemy. You can't rule. I'm going to give you some examples of this. It's called making contact with great power and great grace. Here, if you notice, notice in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Praise the Lord. It'll dawn on you sometime this week what the man of God have said to you, and you will need it. You're moving another realm. I search my library. You know, I search all Murray. I search all the prayer books. I couldn't find it. But the Holy Ghost kept telling me, you got it. Go with it. I'll probably put it in the book for the body of Christ. Praying from that position. But that's apostolic. See, he's bringing things to the church that the church need to know about, that the church can get strong and do exploit, and miracles, signs, and wonders can happen, then in just trying to struggle to a prayer, come out in authority. Praying and saying what's going to happen. It'll change your prayer life. Just read the verse over and over again. Read the other verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all what a spiritual blessing that in heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. I found I can go up there. You see, are you noticing me? Can you see it here? Making contact with great power and great grace. In other words, here in Acts 4, you get in trouble, mess around with people, you pray for boldness. Verse 23 said, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. Notice who said it to them, the chief priests and the elders. Y'all can't do all this. That's what they try to tell us sometimes. You can't do all this. Yeah, we can. And when they heard it, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. He is God, you know, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers was gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for the truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed. Both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. Don't make no difference who gathered. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. See, they were doing what he wanted them to do. And now, Lord, behold thou threatening. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. By stretching forth your hand to heal. And that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, for they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Good God Almighty. And then they say in the 33rd verse, and with great power give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. From this night forward, in your steps in life, great grace is going to be on you. Great favor. People will be doing things for you that don't know why. But you came and got under anointing of great favor. Of a $500 check. Great favor on you. Say it, a great favor on me. I'll announce it on you tonight. Great favor I receive. Great favor. The next emergency seemed like it come. I told you there's no emergency in the spirit. But sometimes you get pressure put on you. I want you to cry two words, glory and grace. No demon in hell can stand up when a person speaks those words in confidence. He said, told Zerubbabel, cry grace to the mountain. Not by might and nor by power, but it's by my spirit. But you need grace on your life. I know what kept that pit bull from biting me. You know what I was doing when I was going my second lap? You know what I was doing? Praying in tongue about Baltimore. I was praying in the spirit. He jumped out. Grace was there already. I'll surround you with a shield of favor. He didn't say nothing but going to attack. He won't win. I kept saying to him, no. No, you're not. I mean, vicious. No, you're not. Let's go a few more minutes. Sit down there. So you're operating in great power and great grace. Say it. I'm operating in great power and great grace. I see no defeat. You know who sent that pit bull out there, right? Huh? He didn't want me to be here tonight. Acts chapter 12. There are times, my brother and sister, I'm about to say something here that's very strong, but it's going to help you. There are times in your life you have to ignore your strength. What? You heard what I said? There are times you have to ignore your strength. That's the only way you surrender to the strength of grace. Now, let me go back over Acts 4:23-33. The point I want you to see is making contact. This next point is communication. No matter what the situation is, no matter who you're dealing with, Acts 12. No matter what the situation is, no matter what you, who you're dealing with, proper communication with God will bring it in your favor. I said, no matter who you're dealing with or what you're dealing with. Just like God don't have no respect of person, God has no respect of problem. The writer asks, is anything too hard for God? Absolutely nothing. So we're talking about this supernatural communication from our heavenly position. Ephesians 2:6, you see. That's what we're talking about. We're raised together with him and we're seated with him where? In heavenly places. What a blessing that is. Ephesians 1:3, what a blessing that is. In heavenly places, right? You're up there with the blessing. You up there picking them out and praying them as you pick them out. Amen. Sending them back to earth. Divine contact. Divine communication. You know who you're talking to. They're all mighty. They're all powerful. This condition, yes, seemed like it couldn't be him. Watch here. Acts 12. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex Satan of the what? Church. And what he did? He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Against Christian, you see. And then was the day of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, caught Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people and kill him. That's what he intended to do with him, you see. But the church had other thoughts. It says, verse 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church under God for him. Somebody be stopping your life tonight. You need to see it. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Something about to stop in your life tonight. That thing that caught a pastor, it seemed like you couldn't stop it. It'd be stopped tonight. By the power and the glory of the Holy Ghost. Ain't bad for Wednesday night, is it? Some things that have been riding shotgun in your life, holding you hostage. When I read further, you're going to be stopped. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all know the Holy Ghost has power? Supreme power. Can God move on a Wednesday night? I sense his presence. The church praying without ceasing. They got him set up to kill him. See, sometimes Satan got us set up. He's trying to destroy our lives, destroy our children, destroy our grandchildren, destroy our marriage, destroy our home. You got to become a prayer warrior. The old folks say, I'm sending up timber every day. I'm about to build something. Hey, Junior, they don't know about that, sending up timber. They don't know about that. That's back in the day. Here in the old school, Lord, I bow down to send up my petition. I'm expecting you to answer me. I came up under the foot of the more warriors. Yeah, I had a aunt, boy, she can pray, boy. Yeah, they tell God who they was. That God don't know who they is, you know. It's me, Alice. I come to talk to you about this situation. This boy need help. Look at the sixth verse. And when Herod would have brought him forth. You see that thing we're thinking going to bring you forth and mess with you tonight. He's going to be cut out. The same night. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. How bad your problem is. And the keeper before the door kept the prison. Look at verse 5. Like he got him sold up. And behold, verse 7, the angel of the Lord. Why did the angel come? Because the prayer came upon him. And look what Peter was doing though. And a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up. Saying, arise up quickly. And Peter was sleeping. And the angel said, gird thyself, bind on thyself. I had to tell him everything to do. You know when you wake up, you don't know what to do. You don't know where your shoes at. And so he did. And he said to him, put some clothes on, Peter, about then, follow me. Prayer. And he went out and followed him. And wished not that it was true what was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. And when they were past the first and the second wall, good God Almighty, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city. Somebody coming out tonight. Hey, somebody, somebody coming out tonight. Yeah, you hear the word of the Lord. You hear the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord will bring you out. He came to the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from them. And then, you know, Peter, the people, they were praying so much they didn't even know it was him at the door. But I just want to point to you that communication, prayer is communication. We're talking about communicating from a high level now, seated in our heavenly place. First John 5 now. First John, you ready for this now? First John 5. I've preached along this line, this voice a long many times. You can't preach prayer without preaching this voice. Verse 14. And this, 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Hallelujah. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Well, what I'm trying to say, listen, the maid position, and they're all right, and I use them too. Oh, man, I don't go and talk billing. And I fly a lot, but I'm not flying just to pray. I ain't got trying to get close to God by flying. I do pray. I'll be praying tomorrow, flying over 5,000 feet in the air, going 500 to 600 miles an hour. I'll be praying. But that don't make me think I'm closer to God. Because I'm still not in my seat. I'm trying to tell you, you can go to your seat. What I ain't talking about dying. I'm talking about living. You don't have to die to go to heaven now. You got divine rights now. That's what that scripture is telling you. You can work from a heavenly position. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Confidence in prayer. So you have, turn to John 15:7. Make contact, Acts 4:23-33. Communication, Acts 12:1-5. John 15:7 is connection. The vine, you know, the vine. But that seventh verse says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will. Good God Almighty. And it'll be done for you. I'll be done unto you. And then the other one was confidence. For it's John 5:14-15. Yeah, confident. Mark 11:24 is talking about taking control. Mark 11:24. Therefore I send you what things so if you desire when you pray, please receive them and you shall have them. Taking control. Taking control. How would this work from your heavenly seat? It worked down your good. Now you're rising your understanding of spiritual things and declare, I'm going to sit in my heavenly place this morning and pray. Then you begin to live as a conqueror. You know, the Bible says, ain't all these things we're more than a conqueror. You just can't pray from a closet position. No, we must move on to this revelation that I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. Not only you come to the point of a conquering position, but you come to the point of carefree living. Well, that's 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. If you ever take a trip to your seat, you have to believe. You have to decree and declare this morning, I'm sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to say something from heaven to earth. From heaven to earth. See, that's why apostles sometimes not understood, because they'd be making declaration and pioneering some areas that the average person don't touch. Make church folks nervous. And it's telling us how really to function in anointed prayer. Then maybe you have to warm up a little bit. Warm up on your knees. Warm up on your face. But end up there anyway. End up there. You see what I'm saying? When the Spirit comes, say, all right, I'm going on my real place now. Don't be scared. Go for it. Your revelation again, and then you'll know how to pray anointed prayer. Stand up. I'm going to give you this other apostolic seal now. Gonna pray this for a minute. It is time for me to know how to pray from heaven to handle things on earth. Come on, pray a minute. Come on. It is time for me to know how to pray from heaven, not pray to heaven. Pray from heaven to handle things on earth. Pray for my my seated position. Oh, Rabashaka. Boldly, I go boldly to the throne of grace. Where is the throne of grace? It's in heavenly places. Shataka. You never been there if you never prayed from your heavenly place. It's time for me to know how to pray from heaven to handle things on earth. Shaka toro rababa kista. Ho 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 ho. Ero rababa sata kesete. Yeshu kota la masa. O rababa rakasa kota rebe sedidi. Press in at you for a moment. Stretch your understanding. Hallelujah. Stretch your understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Look at and pray it. Look at and pray it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and given thanks. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to say three things. Right behind the apostle. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you got to know something about an apostolic announcement over you. You understand? I'm not the fruit man. And I'm not just saying these things. I'm meaning for it to happen to you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Now shut your mouth and get it. See? Shut your mouth and let me say it over you. I'm saying it from an apostle anointed. You saying it from your anointed. All right? So I'm speaking this over you. We're not making a confession here. I'm declaring decree this on you. I expect grace to be on you. So I declare the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. God bless you.